This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are interviews we do on this program because the news demands, or it's something I'm interested in, or we think there's something that really needs explaining. And then there are interviews we do on this program because the producers say, no, come on, you gotta do this one. This is one of those. This year marks 20 years of the pumpkin spice latte, of which Starbucks sells, well, look, a lot every year. Emily Heil is a food writer at The Washington Post, where she has chronicled the history and the power of the pumpkin spice latte. Emily, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
I'm feeling an obligation here, professionally and personally, to get biases on the table. I am opposed in every measure to pumpkin spice and pumpkin spice lattes. Where do you stand?
Well, you know, I'm not a pumpkin spice latte fan, but I'm not opposed to it just sort of as a general flavor profile. It's actually just sort of baking spices. So it can be kind of delicious and used in the right context. Don't love it in the latte. It's a little too sweet for me.
All right. Please don't take offense. That seems a little wishy-washy. That's all I'm saying. Either you're firm or you're a ginnam. That's all I'm saying.
It's context. It's all about context.
All right. Fair enough. Look, so to this piece, It did not have an auspicious beginning when it started 20 years ago. How come?
No, this actually almost wasn't. In 2003, they wanted a seasonal drink. They'd done really well with the peppermint mocha at Christmas, and they wanted to replicate it for fall. So they were trying all these different flavors, and they'd done customer surveys. And the customer surveys revealed that what people wanted was caramel and chocolate. But the Starbucks wizards insisted that they wanted something more fall-like, persisted in pumpkin, and ended up bringing it to market.
Instagram comes along and the thing explodes. Help me understand.
I really believe that Instagram and the success of the PSL sort of go hand in hand. Instagram has this visual language, and you need signifiers, right? Like the kid standing next to the sign saying what grade they're going into. And the pumpkin spice latte is like this visual cue that people can use on their Instagram feeds to do these seasonal things. And, you know, it sort of develops this whole aesthetic around it, which is kind of like this basic white girl fall loving giant scarves in the pumpkin patch. And that kind of becomes synonymous with the PSL.
So the follow on question to that is, and maybe it doesn't need to be asked given what you've just described, why did this thing become so divisive? And maybe I'm, you know, injecting my own bias in here, but it does seem that, you know, people either love them or hate them.
Well, I think that when people talk about loving or hating PSL, often they're not talking about the drink itself, right? They're kind of talking about the aesthetic around it. And I think that drew the haters. It drew, you know, the critics. And so it became this sort of flashpoint that you either hated the PSL or you loved it. So I really think that when you're talking about haters, they're probably not even really talking about the taste. They might not have even had a PSL.
Well, as long as I'm confessing my biases here, it was, oh gosh, not until like 3 years ago that I actually had a pumpkin spice latte. But look, let me actually ask you this. I find it very interesting that you abbreviated as PSL, like everybody knows what you're talking about.
I know. I'm sorry about that. It's sort of a hashtag, right? Like, oh yeah, the PSL, of course.
Right.
And that goes to the sort of the social media aspect of this drink. And that has sort of seeped into the way we even talk about it.
So then setting aside for a fact that for a while it didn't even have any pumpkin in it, hello, it has now given rise to everything from pumpkin spice spam to like dog food and you name it. And the question is, why? What is it about this flavor that made people just go anywhere with it?
Well, I think there's sort of a seasonality thing that people really love. Now, if you want to get really deep on it, I once talked to...
deeper than you've already gotten? Sorry, just kidding.
I know. But sort of on a more like elemental level, you know, it may be that, you know, with climate change that we're not actually really experiencing fall. And so we sort of have this nostalgic idea about it. And the way we feel that sort of desire is by buying things that make us think, oh, now it's fall. And maybe sweat is pouring down my back, but hey, I've got, you know, this orange candle and it's going to make me feel really good.
Look, that's terrifying, but not wrong, right? So it's been 20 years. Do you think it lasts another 20, or do we eventually get tired of this?
I think the pumpkin spice as a flavor and the pumpkin spice latte, certainly, I think they're here to stay. Mm. I know we're talking about it because it's the 20th anniversary, but sort of more generally, it's just sort of become part of the fabric of our lives. It's now vanilla and chocolate and peppermint and pumpkin spice. It's just become just another flavor. And yeah, maybe it gets incorporated into, you know, some weird new product, but in general, it's just kind of part of the human condition.
Get over it, Guy. Emily Heil, she's a food reporter at the Washington Post. Thanks, Emily. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Guy.